Good morning. Welcome to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. I hope everybody's having a great week and had a wonderful Easter.
You have a good Easter, Jerry?
Everything was fantastic. You know, we had family over. We had a brunch, of course. I think that's...
Right, that's the term.
Yeah, that's the term, right. You know, over in Kirkwood. And then all of us retreated back to the house. So we did get the pool open. So
right. Nobody
was brave enough to get in besides Macy.
There you go.
You know, she got up to her armpits. That's as far as she can
get. Hey, that's so, pretty good, though, this time
like,
of year.
Dad, I got to tap out.
She gets my hero award. But, you know, brunch is a good thing because that's you don't want to get up too early to have breakfast with everybody.
Right.
And so brunch becomes a thing.
Yeah, so it appeals to everybody. You know, the one in Kirkwood, we went to 612 restaurant in Kirkwood, and they had a chicken fried steak. Who has chicken fried steak on a buffet? It was amazing.
Sounds good.
I saw those pancakes.
Scrambled eggs and chicken fried steak. Oh, Jesus.
I saw those pancakes you were making. I was impressed.
You know what?
Macy, not so much, but I was impressed.
Yeah, for the listeners, I tried. If you're familiar with Dan Cakes, you know, there's a little plug out there. But Dan Cakes makes, he's like a pancake artist, I guess. So they make all the, you know, like a portrait of you out of pancakes. It's amazing.
Yeah, so, I don't know I'd want a portrait of me.
Me neither. I'm not, pancake, not edible anyway.
Right.
So dare I say I tried to do this during Easter and make a I said it was the Easter bunny. However, I think it turned out like a dog or a cat. I'm not really sure what it was.
Well, you get
your
mind
imagines.
Well, you get
an A for effort, for sure, Jerry.
No, we had a lot of fun with that. So, you know, we try to have a little fun at the Mail House, for sure.
There you go. And we want to say that we are joined with Jerry Mail from USA Mortgage.
Yeah, it's welcome. It is great to be back. It's been a couple weeks, so.
It has. You know. Glad to have you
and
back
we'll say,
on the show.
You're welcome to be back.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, spring is here, so we've been keeping busy for lack of a better way of saying
it.
You know, the beginning of the year, it was what we say in the industry, or is crickets.
you know,
so January, February was oddly slow or dormant, and... Man, you talk about a light switch moment. Something happened. I don't know if it was the first flower bloom or people filed their taxes.
The grass got green.
Grass
and
got
like,
green.
Let's get out of here.
Exactly. You know,
here's my thing. I'm thinking that maybe it was Easter. We had to get past Easter. I keep saying maybe we got to get past the warmer temperatures. I think maybe it was Easter because I've been looking at some numbers, you know, through Maris and our websites and how many hits some of our homes are getting. And maybe it's early to tell because it's only been a week, but I'm seeing numbers that are double this week what they were last week. So there's a lot of people out looking for homes right now.
I agree.
I mean, I'm talking significant numbers.
Yeah, the traffic that is going through, and believe it or not, out there we do monitor this stuff. So, you know, social media traffic, for example,
sure. It
is, like you said, it doubled and tripled in some. And just the amount of feedback and the questions that we're getting, the cadence to that is picking up very quickly. And I'm getting a lot of calls from buyers, agents, you know, like yourself, and they're trying to strategize on how to put their best foot forward on an offer. They're asking for 20-day closings. They're asking for quick closings. So we're really trying to do everything we can to make that happen. And, yes, we can do a 20-day closing if you are already approved and in the hopper with us. You know, I think the last time I was on, we had about 1,700 people in the pre-approval status with us. So those were people looking. You know, I didn't pull that stat on the way here, but there's been a lot of contracts written, and we're trying to get those people under contract, in a home, everything, springtime, summer.
Right.
So
and
it's a lot of fun.
You were talking about, you know, making the deal sweet and everything. I haven't personally seen this recently, but I've talked to some other agents, and from what I heard that there's even some people that are buying houses and not even messing with the inspection process.
Yep.
Just to make their deal a little bit sweeter,
I don't know that
I would recommend that, but I'm saying some agents have told me that's happening.
Strategy is an interesting thing, and we are getting that quite a bit. Can we waive a loan contingency? That's scary. Can we waive an appraisal rider? Can we waive a home inspection?
Right.
You know, I understand people get very excited about buying a house, and they get very frustrated when they miss one or two or three of their of what they perceive as their perfect homes.
Exactly.
Don't sell yourself short. And
you know,
this is a huge investment, and you have to do your diligence. I'm not a big fan of waiving every piece of leverage that you have in a contract, but you know, I'm not at that table. You guys are, and I know how you write offers, and you guys do it the right way, and you advise them the right way. So I just hope that everybody else out there has that person in their corner, if they do, or you guys to help.
You're right.
Them out.
I mean, it can get you that house, but it can have long-term consequences.
Oh, you're not kidding.
You know, if when all these stuff that start popping up that you would have caught in an inspection start appearing after you've already closed.
The inspection or even an appraisal rider, you pay $500 for a house and it appraises at $450. Well, guess right. what?
You're going to be there a while.
You're going to be there a long time. So, and there's a, you know, and there's a moment where you have to take a step back and kind of realize what you're doing there.
And we also have a lot of people that reach out trying to find out if there's any down payment assistance, saying,
they do.
You know, mm-hmm. Do they still do that? I never hear anything about that anymore. It's great that USA Mortgage does offer that.
We do. We offer a couple different avenues as far as down payment assistance goes. And the one that, you know, people need to be cautious about right now, HUD just came out with a letter. You know, they do send us letters still. That's the government.
A letter.
A letter. You know, they have a fancy term for it. It's probably 17.46 or some wacky number. But what they're saying is the bond issues that are out there, they are not approving those at this moment. So the people that are getting an FHA loan and utilizing a down payment assistance, we have to make sure on the lending side that that down payment assistance adheres to HUD guidelines. What that requires is us as the lender to get an attorney opinion letter for that down payment assistance. If you're dealing with a firm that doesn't know that, that is going to be something that's going to pop up because that adjustment came the day of. They didn't usually when HUD comes out with those letters, if you will, they come out and they say 30 days from now is when that's going to start. This started immediately.
Wow.
So make sure, you know, and this might be a week, might be 2 weeks. It could be 3 months. You never know how long these adjustments take before they can give a little check mark on that. So in the interim, make sure that you're dealing with somebody that can get that attorney opinion letter in time.
Good advice.
Absolutely. You don't want to be sitting there and not being able to close on your home because you're working with a smaller firm, for example, and they don't have the means to get through the system quickly like we do. You know, we do these all day, every day, and make sure that, you know, we have the resources to go through that process. And to be honest, we do so many of them, we're probably going to clog the system up so these little guys can't get through the system as fast as we can anyway. So,
yeah, and timing is everything.
It is.
Does it still work the same where there's the funds are available to a certain point and then it's depleted?
Yeah, two different options. The bond issue is always available through the state of Missouri, through MHDC. There's other ones like Beyond Housing and Better Family Life. Those are first come, first serve. And
right.
those frequently run out of funds, usually within a few months. So make sure that if you are looking for down payment assistance, that you go with a firm that has access to all of those as well.
Right. Because when it's gone, it's gone.
Once it's gone, it's gone. And it's usually you have to be approved. Doesn't mean anything, but you have to be under contract before you can reserve those funds. You just can't reserve them because you think you're going to use them. You actually have to have a contract in place before you can reserve those funds. So if you're approved and it takes you 6 months to find a property, sometimes you might miss out. So you have to be speedy in the delivery, if you
right.
will.
Yeah, I know a lot of people think that you know, they won't qualify or mm-hmm. they may make too much money for that. What is the income usually, the
you
minimum
know, two,
income?
Again, two different ideas. Every one of them has either they go by the HUD median income. Mm-hmm. MHDC, for example, I think a two-family here or a two-person household, two-person income contributing household. They can have kids, obviously.
Right.
I think it's at $84,000. Don't quote
That's
me on it, but
good.
It's going to be really close. But some of these other ones like Beyond Housing and Better Family Life, they only use 80% of the HUD median income, so you're going to see that ratchet down pretty quick. USDA as well, they have that line in the sand as far as an income threshold because those programs are engineered or put out there for to serve the lower income
right.
families. So,
right.
you know, they could be, depending on if there's one person in the household or four, that number's going to change, but it can go all the way down to $42,000. It can go all the way up to you know, 80,000 like MHDC. So somewhere in there lies the answer, but you just have to make sure that you do not exceed that because if you do, no funds for you, unfortunately.
Right.
So.
But there's many other loan programs like
oh,
the
is.
FHA with 3.5% down, the VA, if you're
that's
a veteran,
right.
that's a perfect loan.
The best loan that's out there, the VA.
Right.
So if you have served in the military in any capacity whatsoever, that is your right. Absolutely utilize it because that is the best
yep.
loan out there.
And as we talked about before, the conforming loan limits for those have went up. So you can get a heck of a nice house on a you know FHA. And, I mean, you can get really a nice house nowadays.
You can. The spending ability or the affordability, everything. The interest rates are better on an FHA than a conforming a lot of times, depending on credit scores and everything that goes along with it. But, you know, you can buy so much with an FHA loan now that
right.
a lot of people are going that direction because
right.
it's only 3.5% down is the requirement.
Mm-hmm.
There are some conventional products that do 3% down, but there's some nuances to that to where sometimes the mortgage insurance is categorically higher on a conventional loan, depending
right.
on your credit score. you know, sometimes the loan amount's going to change a little bit. There's so many little nuances. Make sure you deal with somebody that knows the ins and outs of all those little programs, because a conventional loan, for example, has a community home buyer component to it. If you don't earn over that certain 80% threshold, you get a reduced mortgage insurance component. A lot of people don't know that. The interest rates on the conventional products sometimes are a little bit higher than an FHA, but when you combine your interest rate and the mortgage insurance rate, that is the sweet spot. That's what you need to look at and see what that combined total is. Sometimes on a conforming with the MI, you're actually outgo, or the combination of those two could be 6%, whereas an FHA might be 5.5%, or vice versa. So interest rate isn't everything. Mortgage insurance is a huge component to that
for
payment.
For sure. Mm-hmm. It can be very costly, mortgage insurance.
You're not kidding. And a lot of people don't know FHA has that mortgage insurance for the life of the loan.
Right.
They think, oh, it'll drop off. That old adage, it drops off at 20% equity.
Right. No.
No longer. They may change that, you know, next year or 2 years from now, because that's a moving target as well. But as of this moment, that MI is on there for the life of the loan. So that goes into that decision as well.
But people can't refinance and move over to a conventional, or
they absolutely can.
20% taken, mm-hmm. that PMI taken off when they have a 20% equity in their home.
Absolutely. And timing is critical with that as far as the decision and strategy going into the home. You know, if when you have 20% equity in the home, what's your interest rate going to be?
Yeah.
You know, if interest rates are, you know, like when we were kids, Rick,
right.
you know, yep. 16%, you're not going to want to refinance.
Wow.
I don't know what they were.
Yeah.
All the old timers like us, we always say, I remember when the rates were 15%
wow.
or 16%.
Yeah.
You're like, holy smokes.
I definitely remember over 9.
Yeah.
So.
Well, don't think that if you're out looking for a home, like you'll get a pre-approval once you find a home. That is not the way to go about it, mm-mm. especially in a tight market with lack of inventory. You need to have your pre-approval before you even start looking. You need to call Jerry Mayo with USA Mortgage. Jerry can do a pre-approval over the phone. You can apply online. And how can people do that, Jerry?
Yeah, thank you, Tracy. You guys can always find me at 314-628-2008. Jump on jerrymayo.com and you can find me online there.
You won't be disappointed. Jerry does a great job for our clients. USA Mortgage is one of the leading lenders in the St. Louis area. You can always email me at tracy@tracyellis.com or call me at 636-299-3702 or Rick at?
You can call me at 636-699-2197 or email me at rick@tracyellis.com.
We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, it's that time of year. Spring has sprung, and so has rain. We've been getting a lot of rain lately, and I've heard and seen a lot of photos on Facebook and social media about basements flooding. I'm sure your phone's been ringing a lot more, Jason.
Nonstop, just nonstop. All every day, all weekend.
But that's not that's a good problem, right?
It is a good problem
absolutely.
To have. Absolutely.
We don't want anyone's basements to leak, but if they do, we want them to call Quackers. Quackers Foundation Repair, they do an amazing job. Jason is the owner, and not only do you repair foundation leaks and issues, you handle structural issues,
that's
you
right.
install radon mitigation systems.
We do.
Mud jacking, the list goes on.
And I have to say, if you need any of those things, you're not going to have better service than with Jason from Quackers, because, I mean, you get right on it. When our clients have a need and we reach out to you and said, hey, we got a client that needs such and such, you're there. Sometimes within hours, always within a day.
Yeah, we always try to get somebody out there right away. You know, right now, obviously, we're really busy, but we do make that extra effort to go out there and take care of these clients. There's a deadline, obviously, that needs to be met, you know, especially when you're selling your house. So those need to be achieved, you know, as fast as possible. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're a real estate agent looking for a great foundation repair company, you can't go wrong with Quackers. Again, they do a great job, great customer service. We talk all the time about the things that we love the most is, one, that the warranty stays with the property. It doesn't transfer with the owner, you know, which happens a lot of times with these foundation companies. So I'm glad that when you do a repair, I know that it's just staying with that property.
That's right. It stays with the address. It doesn't matter who owns the home. There's no paperwork to transfer it. And even if they lose it, they can call us and just email them a new one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I know that you've dealt with a lot of structural repairs lately. What do you think? It seems like it's been a big increase in structural issues.
So the last two summers we've had have been droughts. So that right there can create a lot of issues with the structural integrity of your house and cause the soils to shrink away from the house. Plus, underneath the footers of the house can cause that to wash out or sink, you know, causing your house to settle. So there's several different factors that come in play with that. For instance, I went and looked at a house the other day, and I wanted to do my outside evaluation. Saw a 60 or 70-foot oak tree that was about 3 foot in diameter, about 2 feet from the house.
Wow.
That's a major problem.
Yes.
You know, they had a wall that was failing, and it was directly caused from the tree. So if you have a tree that like that, that close to the house, it needs to be taken down.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing when we've been driving around lately, seeing all these trees that have fell over.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. And we haven't even gotten into the real spring weather, really, with all the bad thunderstorms.
Right. We haven't gotten into the tornado weather,
right.
You know, straight line strong winds and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I dread that.
Oh, me too. You know, it's bad for your foundation, but if that blows over and falls on your house.
Yeah.
Then
it could be deadly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It could really hurt you. Absolutely.
So that was my question. I mean, are we really seeing? And you can answer this better. Are we really seeing an uptick in you know settlement foundation issues, or is it that everybody's more, I guess you know, intelligent and smart and looking at these cracks in the basements? Because you know basements have always had cracks in them.
Sure.
They always will have cracks in them. That's never going to change. I think a lot of times when people see cracks in basements, they assume that it's a structural issue. And
that's right.
Most cases, it's not. Not
correct.
In all, but in most cases, it's not. And so that's why I was kind of wondering. I mean, how many do you go on? You know, percentage wise, do you feel this year as opposed to last year that really do have foundation issues? Or do you go on the majority of them that are really just cracks and they're not structural issues?
So it seems like over the course of the last 2 to 3 years, this failures of foundation walls have increased than they have in the past, just because, like I said, because of the droughts that we had and the massive amounts of moisture we've had this past winter and spring. So that right there, you know, when you have the two combinations, you have failure in the wall can cause settlement, and then you've got the compression from the expansive soils we have, then you can cause a push inward on the wall. So we are seeing quite a bit of structural failures lately. We're seeing more of the hydrostatic issues,
right,
that people just haven't never had an issue with. We've got record amounts of moisture in the ground right now, so. That's the reason why that's happening. So,
but for those that do have structural issues, and maybe it's something significant enough to you know need a maybe peering or things like that,
mm-hmm.
Having a peer put in is not the end of the world. I mean, that will make that home structurally sound. Correct.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, your house will actually be sitting on steel pipe at that point.
And on bedrock.
On bedrock, yep.
So
absolutely.
Actually, that will reinforce and make the house structurally sound. Because I know some people get freaked out about it. Oh, my gosh, you know, this house is going to need piers. And I always say, as long as it's fixable, that's
right.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. Yeah, I've only come across a couple foundations in the 19 years I've been doing this that a wall needed to be replaced.
Right.
It doesn't happen very often. Most 99% of the time, a wall can be fixed. Whether you have to excavate the outside and pull the wall back, it just kind of depends on the verity of how bad the failure is.
Yeah, I think it's just the thought of doing that for the client, the prospective
right.
client, that kind of freaks them out. But it is all
right.
doable.
It is all doable, and when you get into situations like that where you have that bad of a wall failure, then an engineer is going to be required to do a write up on it to make sure.
And you have that availability. You have an engineer.
We do.
Right.
We work closely with an engineer.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that what I love as well is your pricing. You're affordable. So many times people, you know, don't want to say they take advantage, but when someone's in a crisis situation with their house and you hear the word structural, you know, that alone puts you in a total panic.
Yes.
And then people start thinking, oh, my God, I have to hurry up and deal with this. And when someone comes out and tells them, you know, this has to be done, it's going to cost X amount. They're just like, whatever, get it done because this is a structural issue. But what I would suggest is you should always get a couple bids, talk mm-hmm. to a couple companies, see who you feel comfortable with and who you trust, Obviously, it's not all about the dollar as well. It's about, do you feel like this warranty is going to still be here in 5 years? And do you feel like they are reputable and know what they're doing? So definitely call Jason at Quackers. Again, Rick and I have been so impressed with your work, your customer service, all the feedback we've gotten from clients that we've sent you to, and the fact that you're so on it. You know, you really get on it fast, which we appreciate in the real estate world. You know, you can't wait 2 or 3 months to go look at a problem. So,
right. You know, I like to treat my clients and my real estate agents' clients like their family. You know, that's the type of customer service we have. You know, if a customer says they're not happy, we will stay there till they are happy. That doesn't happen very often when they're not happy, though.
Right.
We are a family-owned business, so everybody that really works with us is family.
Yeah, and I know you guys are growing rapidly.
We are.
So Rick and I have been seeing your trucks around. I know that you're adding on and even hiring.
Yes, we are. I got another employee starting next Monday. We just hired another one 2 weeks ago, so I'm looking to hire probably another one as well.
Well, good for you. We're very happy that you're having so much success. You deserve it, and take great care of your clients. And again, we love the fact, too, that you can also handle radon mitigation systems, mud jacking. Mud jacking is something that people need so often. I don't even think they realize they need it. You know, I'm short at 5'4", and a lot of times when we are out and go to a home, and I'm like grabbing Rick's hand to climb up to the front
steps.
Door,
yep.
Because it's such a high step.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, how do they do this every day? Like, it would drive me crazy. No, but
they probably just
go through the garage.
Yeah, right. They don't see it every day, and you know, it's one of those things that how often do you go out your front door?
I would strongly suggest if you're going to be putting your home on the market, you should be going out your front door and walking back in, taking a look at your sidewalk. Is your sidewalk sinking? Is there big cracks in between the sections? And if so, those are things that are going to come up anyway in the inspection, and it's going to make your property show better to have it mud-jacked so that people can see you've maintained the property.
That's right, and it takes away any kick points or anything like that can cause people to trip, twist an ankle. Gets it back up to code as well.
Absolutely. And if you go outside your front door, you'll see exactly what Tracy is talking about. You step back on the sidewalk leading up to the front porch, and you can see where the sidewalk used to be when the builder put it there.
That's right.
You know, 'cause it creates a line on that,
yeah, a little concrete,
on that concrete.
Line. Yep.
Yeah. And when it sinks, you can see where it's at now and where it used to be. So it was where it was originally for a purpose, and that's because of the riser needs to be a certain level for comfort and stepping up on the front porch. So if yours is sank, commonplace, it's not a big deal. Real simple fix is to get it mud jacked and call Quackers to do that.
Yep. And it's generally half the cost of replacement too. So, I mean, there are situations where you have a pad that's broken beyond repair,
right,
that needs to be replaced. That's just kind of comes with the game. But yeah, we can generally get in there for half or even more than half than replacement.
Yeah, usually it's less than half of what it would cost them to put a new one in. So, and it worked. So just give Quackers a call if you are in need of structural repairs, if you have a leaky basement. You know, too many times actually people may have a sub pump, but they still have water issues. So then you can open up the concrete around the foundation and put in a drain tile.
That's right.
There's so many things that you can do. And again, so many buyers, I think, panic about cracks in the basement or leaky basements, but it can all be fixed. It's Missouri, changing weather, a lot of rain, a lot of hot temps, so it's to be expected. Concrete's going to crack.
Yes,
basements can be made dry. You just have to have a company that knows what they're doing, that's going to warranty the work and come out and deal with it if there's a problem. So give everybody your contact information again, Jason.
At quackerswaterproofing.com or 636-281-3735.
You won't be disappointed. He does a fabulous job, and you service all areas over St. Louis.
We do, absolutely, yep.
I know you did one for us in Labadie recently, and you're like, this one's far out.
Well, it wasn't very easy to get to because, you know, it's down by, and I think that's Washington County.
Yeah.
But it's not real easy to get to from St. Charles.
Yeah, that house sold first day for $40,000 over list price.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome,
so
congratulations.
Great sale on that,
yeah.
And thanks to your help with the mud jacking.
Yeah, your work. Looked like new.
Great. Yeah. Great. Appreciate that.
We'll be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, one of the things we talk about so often is the importance when you buy a home of doing your due diligence and doing every inspection you possibly can. Not only building, but termite, radon, gas inspection, obviously a septic or a well inspection if needed as well. Sometimes you may even need a roofer to come out and take a look at the roof as well as the inspector. There's a mold testing. There's so many things that go into buying a home. But I know one of the things that scares people a lot is termites. You know, so many times when Rick and I are out showing property, if they've had previous termites, that's always something that can scare people. And Regional Home Inspections is the company that we have been using for many years. Pat Daffron, an agent on our team, actually used them to help her with purchasing, doing inspections when she bought two of her homes. And we've worked with you, Lori, for I started working with Regional probably almost 20 years ago when I started in the business. But you guys do a great job, and I know that when you have a termite inspection, you use Riddex Pest Control, and we are joined with Jimmy Bland to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tracy?
We're doing great. Thank you. And, you know, it's St. Louis, so there's some crazy weather out there. And so it's not uncommon to find termites sometimes.
Well, St. Louis, Missouri and Metro St. Louis is the termiticide testing ground for the United States of America.
Well said.
I find termites in one in four. That's the houses that I can find. Some of them have, you know, completed basements and everything's all completed where you can't see behind walls. But when you have open basements, it's easier to spot. But the termites, they're slow movers, but they scare people to death because they don't know what to expect.
Right.
And if you catch them and you treat the house properly, there should be no reoccurrence and there should be no problems.
Right. I've heard it said once that in St. Louis area and surrounding counties, you either had them, have them, or will have them.
That's exactly right, Rick. That happens more often than not.
Right. So it's one of those things that it does. It scares people because they envision these insects destroying the wood, the house collapsing around them. But truly, that's usually not the case. I mean, that's an extreme rare situation where it would cause that kind of damage before you find it and treat it, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, you see these pictures on television with the houses, the walls falling down. Those termites have been in that house
right.
for 50 years.
Yeah. It takes a while to take a house down.
Absolutely.
And so with this time of the year, too, with the springtime being here, the weather starting to warm up, it's going to become more of one of those prevalent things. In the wintertime, you rarely think about them or see, you know, active termites, obviously, in the cold climate. But now that it's starting to warm up and, you know, we've got the warmer weather, termites are going to be an active thing again. So what are the termites' active season?
Termites never sleep.
Okay.
They eat 24/7, 365.
Wow.
Now,
I got to be tired.
And they're tiny.
That's why there's millions of them when you
right.
find them.
Gosh.
But in the wintertime, you don't see them as much because they've got to be in a warm spot. So they're in walls and stuff eating and finding places to nest where they brought mud in there with them.
So the damage is still being done in the wintertime.
Absolutely.
You're just not seeing them.
Absolutely. You see them more because of the swarm. Starting April 15th, you have the swarm season where termites move from one house to another.
Great.
Termites can only be in the atmosphere for a short period of time. Typically, if you have a termite swarm, it came within 250 yards of the house they hit.
Wow. Okay.
They can't go very far. It's not like coming from South County going to North County.
Right. Okay.
That's incredible. And I know a lot of people say, what should I be looking for? You hear people talk about these mud tunnels and things like that. I know a lot of times when we are showing properties, I've seen some in garages.
Yeah. Well, you find termites 95% of the time in the garage, under the front porch, or under the back porch. Those are the last three pores when you build a house.
Right.
So that's where the concrete is not fully adjacent to the foundation, so they can find their little wiggle ways in there and still be hidden.
Wow. Okay. So if people do see termites, what should they do? Obviously call a professional.
Absolutely call a professional and have them treated. You can either have the liquid treatment, which I recommend, or you can have the bait stations put out. Some people put the bait stations out for as a preventative and also in a way to be alerted if they happen to get termites. They use them also for the treatment. I recommend the liquid treatment because once you do the liquid treatment, if you use good chemical, that should be the end of it.
A lot of people say, oh, I don't know if I want the liquid treatment. It could be hazardous. What do you say about that?
Well, first of all, the chemical we put in the ground is 16 inches in the ground.
Okay.
So there's and when we drill the holes through the concrete, we plug them with a plastic hole that's flat surfaced with the concrete, and it can't the plugs can't come out. So there's no possibility of having a exposure to the chemical.
I see. That's great.
So when you treat them with the liquid and you say that there shouldn't be any further problem, how often do you have to retreat?
The chemical we use today, Rick, they're experiencing 4 retreats out of every 1,000 treatments.
Wow.
So it's the chemical they used to use lasts about 10 years. It was called Dursband.
Okay.
And now they use either Premis or they use Termidor. And those two chemicals, they're really good chemicals, and they do not know how long they last now because they just came out 20 years, within the last 20 years.
And it's still effective.
It's still effective.
So that's a long time.
All the large companies work with the termiticide manufacturers, and they keep up with the actual retreats, and they get paid by the companies to do that for the manufacturing so they can see how it works.
Right.
You know, the old days when they used chlordane, that chemical lasts forever.
Right.
If you put it in the ground, 200 years from now, it's still going to be in the ground.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Well, they got rid of it because it was too good a chemical.
Right.
Yeah. Probably no telling what was in the ground.
That's exactly right.
Well, again, Regional Home Inspections has been in operation for more than 25 years. They're now training their third generation of inspectors. And all of their home inspectors go through extensive training. Their new inspectors have over 1,000 inspections before being allowed to inspect on their own. They must have experience, but must learn how to relate to people and communicate the report accurately. You know, so many times we see these inspection reports and you can't even make heads or tails out of them or know what you're reading.
That's for sure. You know, a lot of times you try to look at the summary page because, you know, some of them are sporadic and it's put throughout the report and it's hard to read. So it's good to have the report be clear and concise.
And again, Lori Smith is the owner. You started the company about 25 years ago, Lori.
Yeah, about 25 years ago. And my main inspector now, Mike Steinmetz, has been with me over 25 years.
Mike's done thousands of inspections.
Thousands and thousands.
And Ryan Reed is under training, gaining knowledge and experience. He's done a few hundred inspections already. But again, he can't do a solo inspection until he's done over 1,000. So I think that's so important. You know, a lot of these inspection companies are growing so rapidly. They're hiring new inspectors, and you don't really know how many homes they've actually inspected.
Yeah, we insist on them doing over 1,000 inspections before we let them go solo. What's one other reason for that too? We stand behind our work. We actually pay to fix something if we miss it. Now, that's really bad business if we start missing things. So we make sure our guys are thoroughly trained.
That's right.
In fact, today I was just told that we missed a gas leak in the house. Well, we're going to take care of that. As soon as I leave this office, I'll be going to take care of it.
Well, we should say you didn't miss it. You actually subcontract out for gas safety inspections, sewer lateral inspections, and termite, which is why Jimmy from RIDACT is here. So it wasn't something you missed. It was the person who did the gas safety inspection. But that's wonderful that you even take, what's the word
I'm looking for? You stand behind your work.
You stand behind your work, even though you didn't do the inspection. And again, Regional Home Inspections, I can tell you, some of the pricing I'm seeing on some of these inspections recently from other companies. It just blows my mind the cost that people are charging for home inspections today. Your pricing is so affordable. It amazes me how much thoroughness and how much how many inspections they can get for a minimal amount, because, you know, people get overwhelmed when they're buying a home and they think, okay, I'm already spending all this money. Now I got to go spend a couple thousand on inspections. I think with every inspection you could possibly imagine with Regional, you're still under $1,000, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, our prices have changed with the times, but we like to be competitive price-wise and in the quality of our work. So it's still in good stead. We're still here 25 years later.
You've done a great job. Again, they have computer-based reporting system by PalmTech set up to make you inspect all items. That way, nothing can be missed. They go right through that computer-based reporting system. They have a large database built over years that addresses most defects you find in homes. They can also take photos and insert them where needed so that you can see the defect, because at times when you're there during the inspection, it's overwhelming. You may forget things, so you have a photo to go back and reference. The report is also sent out the same day electronically and available online for 1 year, which is also great, because we also know when people are buying a home, they lose their paperwork all of the time. And Rick and I are constantly getting calls asking for something after people have bought their home. And again, it's user-friendly, to the point, clear and concise. Regional Home Inspections does a fabulous job. And again, RIDEX does their termite inspections. If you are buying a home and looking for a terrific home inspector, you won't go wrong. You can visit www.regionalhome.com. You can book your inspections online. You can also access a copy of your inspection report, or you can call 636-561-2844. That's 636-561-2844. Again, they do full inspections for buying a property, re-inspections. They'll also do certifications. If you're listing your home, I strongly suggest you reaching out to Regional Home Inspections and doing a pre-sale inspection, so that you can find out the things that may be coming up after the buyers are under contract, before the buyers are under contract, and fix those items yourself at a much reduced fee compared to having to have a licensed plumber or a licensed electrician come out. So again, that's Regional Home Inspections. Go to www.regionalhome.com or 636-561-2844. And Jimmy, it was great meeting you with RIDEX.
Yeah, ours is RIDEXPestControl.com, and my phone number is 314-406-7715. Again, 314-406-7715. Thanks a lot, Tracy and Rick.
You're welcome. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Let's talk about some of our great listings that we have. One of those is 1103 Highland Point Drive in Town and Country, listed for $2,499,000. This is a stunning 1.5-story home. You'll see on the cover of our current magazine, a famous interior designer and prominent builder and engineer joined forces to create this magnificent home, built with the finest materials. The new owner has updated it with a brand new kitchen done by Nettie White with all new granite, transformed a hearth room with a complete makeover. Just a stunning home, over 10,000 finished square feet, finished walkout lower level on over a 1.25-acre lot. That's 1103 Highland Point.
We have a beautiful executive style home in a gated community, and this is 1876 Spring Mill Creek in St. Charles. And this is a 1.5-story, 6 bedrooms, 5 baths, 3-car side entry garage, brick and stone front elevation, circle driveway in the front. Just incredible. As I said, it is in a gated community, over 7,000 square feet of living space. This is a Fisher & Fritchell Chesapeake model home, and it includes 6 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, 3 fireplaces, a finished lower level with a walkout. It sits on over 1/2 acre of yard, so a spacious backyard, backing to trees. two-story hardwood entry foyer opens to a fabulous great room. This home has it all. The lower level is finished as well. Absolutely incredible. You have to come see this home. Bedrooms 5 and 6 in their lower level. We have a rec room, an exercise room, storage, and more. So that's 1876 Spring Mill Creek, listed at $925,000.
951 Norrington Way in Fenton is listed for $1,800,000. This is a six-bedroom, seven-bath home, about 6,500 square feet, not including the basement. It's over 9,500 square feet total. A finished walkout, and it's on a beautiful three-acre lot at the end of a cul-de-sac in a gated community with a four-car garage. This is truly a home that feels like a California-style home, Spanish-style. It's beautiful.
This home is ready for summer. It's 12765 Zachary's Ridge, and this is in Sunset Hills. It's in the Sunset Farm subdivision. Lindbergh School District, beautiful one-and-a-half-story home, seven bathrooms, six baths. This home is over 5,374 square feet on the main and upper level. It has a three-car side-entry garage, brick and stone front elevation, just a beautiful house. Freshly painted, it has refinished hardwood floors, and the home is move-in ready. You'll love the large level-fenced yard, backs to trees. Very, very private backyard, all backing to trees. Has a beautiful in-ground swimming pool, plenty of room for the kids to run and play. Excellent curb appeal. And it is an oversized three-car garage. Just an incredible home. You'll find beautiful tray ceilings throughout, unique designs, and you'll love the huge master suite, which boasts a large walk-in closet with custom built-ins, a wood-burning fireplace, and a private deck. This home is ready for summer, and you will be too if you buy it. It's 12765 Zachary's Ridge, listed at $1,099,999.
819 North Mosley Road in Creve Coeur is listed for $574,900. This is a one-and-a-half-story, full brick front home with a three-car side-entry garage. Two-car side-entry garage and a prime location. I mean, you could walk to Starbucks right there in the heart of Creve Coeur on almost a half-acre lot. This home has a stunning main floor master suite with his and her closets, an incredible master bath. It's 9-foot ceilings with crown molding, beautiful hardwood flooring, two-story great room and entry, a formal dining room, gas fireplace in the great room, gorgeous cherry wood cabinets with granite countertops and stainless steel appliances, large loft upstairs, and a popular Jack and Jill bathroom for the bedrooms 2 and 3 upstairs. So check out 819 North Mosley Road in Creve Coeur.
I have a beautiful home on 42 Windcastle Place in St. Charles. Everybody knows and loves Windcastle. A beautiful one-and-a-half-story home. This home is a very large home. It's four bedrooms, seven baths, and this home is it's a magnificent estate from the moment you walk through the doors. Detailed wood trim will take your breath away. Gorgeous, full brick, a home that size, tremendous, a sprawling custom one-and-a-half-story home. Was built by a builder and is now currently owned by a different builder, so they've all put their touches on it. It's absolutely spectacular when you walk throughout this house. You have to take a tour. You can imagine the custom work, such as newly finished walkout lower level with a bar, an incredible bar. Really can't describe it here. You have to come see this home and the bar in the basement. I've never seen a bar quite like that. Very unique. Also has a theater room and a wine room. Lowell Arvel has an amazing workshop and enclosed storage for the yard equipment. Surrounded by concrete, so very, very safe. Not to mention three lower-level walkouts. You also love the oversized four-car garage, incredible garage. Also has its own staircase to the lower-level workshop, so no mess bringing stuff through the house. Private-level yard, two patios along with concrete-covered deck to entertain your guests. Sound system is located throughout the home along with exterior speakers for outside enjoyment. Over 7,000 square feet and an additional 1,000 square feet that's unfinished in the lower level, so plenty of storage. Just an incredible house listed at $1,200,000, and that's 42 Windcastle Place in St. Charles.
866 Cabernet Lane in St. Albans is listed for $549,900. This will be held open Sunday from 1 to 3. This is a stunning custom-built ranch, great curb appeal, walking distance to the country club, has a beautiful brick and stone front, a completely finished lower level. And I'm not kidding, there's probably three additional finished rooms in that basement that could be possible bedrooms. It's just a great floor plan, beautiful hearth room off the kitchen with a beautiful fireplace. The home shows like it came out of a magazine. So check out 866 Cabernet Lane, 3 beds, 4 baths, again, several rooms in the lower level that could also possibly be additional bedrooms, about 2,800 square feet on the main level, not including all the finish in the basement. You've probably got over 5,000 finished square feet with an incredible rec room and bar.
This home has it all. 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka. It's listed at $1,299,999. This is a beautiful custom-built home, 5 bedrooms, 7 baths. It's an incredible opportunity to own a magnificent custom-built home on over 4 acres. It's on 4.4 acres. It has a circle drive, brick and stone front elevation. Just an incredible piece of property and a beautiful home. The home is incredible with 5 bedrooms, 7 baths. It has all the amenities that the home could offer, even an upstairs bedroom. It has 3 laundry rooms, 3 fireplaces, 3 lower-level walkouts, 3 staircases, and zoned heating and cooling water, heating and cooling, a water softener, beautiful ceilings and flooring throughout the entire home. Gourmet kitchen, absolutely gorgeous kitchen. What makes this home special on the outside is it has a beautiful in-ground swimming pool, great for entertaining. You're ready for summer. It also has a 2-acre pasture on the side of the house and a 5-horse stall barn. So you can bring your horses. You got plenty of land for them to run around. It's got a riding ring on the property as well. And just incredible views from the front of the property and the back of the property. This home is a must-see at 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka. Listed at $1,299,999.
511 Country Chase Drive in Lake St. Louis will be held open Sunday 1 to 3 as well. Listed for $374,900. This is a 4-bedroom, 5-bath home, about 3,200 square feet, not including the finished lower level. This is a great subdivision called Country Shire in the Liberty High School area, right there off Highway 40. Original owner home, and again, move-in ready. Great curb appeal, full stately brick front, little bit of siding, not much, mostly brick, 3-car garage, and the home shows incredible. It's a great floor plan. We actually just sold a similar floor plan in the neighborhood for $420,000. So this is a great price for this property, $374,900, and it's got the Jack and Jill bath for bedrooms 3 and 4. Bedroom 2 has access to a full bath as well. And again, you have a finished lower level with another half bath. Terrific open floor plan, giving you a study, a formal dining room, and the great room all on the main level.
We have a nice property here, 70 Willowick Court in St. Louis, and this is a 2-bedroom, 3-bath villa-style townhome. It's over 1,600 square feet of living space. The living room is generously sized and features a wood-burning fireplace and a walkout deck, 2-car garage, and the kitchen opens to a dining area and offers a lot of counter space. Large master bedroom provides an ensuite bathroom and double closets, what everybody's looking for. Just down the hall, 2nd bedroom completes the main level. The lower level is huge, complete with a family room, built-in shelves, and a 3rd bathroom, plus laundry room and additional storage. Come take a look at this home. It is 70 Willowick Court in St. Louis, and it's listed at $189,900.
150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance is listed for $1,199,000. This is an incredible opportunity if you're looking for privacy on a luxury estate. The stunning property has over 5,900 square feet of living space on over 30 acres, complete with a 2-acre lake, stables, pastures, gorgeous views from everywhere you turn. You can also purchase additional acreage, about 10 acres, again, with more stables and beautiful views and a guest house that the current homeowner makes about, I think, over about $30,000 a year from their Airbnb, from renting out that guest home, which is incredible. Tons of privacy at this property. Again, a stocked lake inside the home. You won't be disappointed. All 4 bedrooms are luxury master suites, giving you the large garden tub, the separate shower, huge walk-in closets, and hardwood floors on both levels. You also have a finished lower level as well. So check out 150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance.
We have a great investment opportunity here for someone, 12824 Ledoux Road, and this home is listed at $650,000. It sits on 1 acre off of Ledoux Road. Great location, right next to the Belle Reve Country Club. Five bedrooms, five baths, and three-car garage. The main and upper level is 3,744 square feet. Again, this sits on a beautiful one-acre lot, backing to trees with a spectacular in-ground pool and a great location. So come take a look at this house. It's being sold as is. Bring us an offer. Great investment opportunity, great location. That's 12824 Ledoux Road, listed at $650,000.
If you love horses, we've got the property for you. This is a premier equestrian horse sporting facility with gorgeous, unique pine tongue and groove, a barn house, approximately 32 acres with two residential homes on the property as well for only $999,900. That's pretty incredible to have that much land. Two residential homes for only $999,900. If you're not interested in having the two properties there on your equestrian property, you can purchase the property for the horses alone for $675,000. And again, that's about 30 acres. And this has so many buildings on the facility. You have already with this facility alone, you have pastures that are all fitted with electrical outlets, frost-free hydrants, a 75 by 100 lighted indoor arena, 110 by 210 outdoor arena. You have big barn with 14 stalls, 10 by 15 each, 13 of those, large tack and feed rooms, an indoor wash rack. The list goes on and on, including a pond and a lake on the property. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, the Rick and Tracy Ellis team would love to talk with you. We'd love to get your home on the radio and in our magazine. You can call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at tracy@tracyellis.com, or you can reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at rick@tracyellis.com.
Have a great weekend.